keeping you informed. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. You're asked to avoid burning today if you are in northwest Kansas. Extreme winds will increase the risk for fires. Firefighters from the Wichita area and Johnson County are staged in northwest Kansas, prepared to help out if fires break out. A former TV news anchor accused of stabbing and killing her mother, deemed incompetent to stand trial. Angeline Mock was sent to Larned State Hospital after a brief hearing Thursday. She faces first-degree murder charges. Today, the Kansas Supreme Court holds a special session to hear a case involving Governor Laura Kelly and Attorney General Chris Kobach. The court's decision could have implications for how Kansas participates in federal lawsuits moving forward. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Celebrate the start of 2026 by blasting into fun at Blast Off Bay Indoor Water Park, connected to the Hampton Inn in Goddard, Kansas, where it's always a warm 84 degrees. Ring in the new year with family and friends as you race down the thrilling 30-foot-wide slide. Splash into pools. And enjoy nonstop, out-of-this-world excitement all season long. Make 2026 a year to remember. Visit blastoffbay.com and plan your adventure today.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh!
When an eye emergency happens, every second matters. From cuts, scratches, chemicals, and foreign objects to sudden vision loss, painful red eyes, or eye trauma, the Eye Care Center is ready to help with those eye emergencies. Their experienced team treats injuries, infections, burns, and urgent conditions that could threaten your sight. Don't rub it. Don't wait. Get care right when you need it. For eye emergencies, contact the Eye Care Center in Beloit or Smith Center 24 hours a day. The Eye Care Center, because everyone deserves comfortable eyes.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Slight chance for snow showers today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 38. Winds out of the northwest, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 16. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Highs around 23. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Currently 34.
When you need bodywork done on your vehicle, call C&R Body Shop off Highway 24 in Beloit. They do paintless dent repair for hail damage and door dings, windshield replacements, collision work, and complete refinishing of your vehicle. C&R offers estimates and all insurance claims are welcome. Call Charles and the gang at C&R Body Shop to get your vehicle back to looking great again. Call them today, 738-6566, 738-6566.
This is Alan Key, your local American Family Insurance agent. The Alan Key Agency, LLC, is proud to sponsor the Pledge of Allegiance. Contact me today at 785-738-2990 or stop by our office in Beloit.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes went with the media via Zoom on Thursday and discussed a multitude of topics, including what traits he would want in an offensive coordinator if they do indeed hire a new one, as Matt Nagy's contract has run out and he is currently interviewing for new head coaching positions.
From me, I just want someone that loves football, that cares about football, that wants to give everything they can to win, to hold people accountable, and then to bring new ideas every single day. I think that's something that we have to continue to do if you want to continue to be great in this league, is you have to continue to evolve and get better and better. And that's something that we'll try to do here. And I want to get back to that winning culture of being accountable to each other and going out there and playing great football every single day, practice or game.
If he does not get a head coaching position, the Chiefs could opt to bring him back on a new contract, or they could go with a new offensive coordinator. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we don't say two birds with one stone. We say two damages with one deductible. With us, if your home and auto are both damaged in one storm, you only pay one deductible. Talk to an agent about our one deductible advantage.
In Beloit, contact Farm Bureau agent Jason Chancellor at 785-738-2551.
It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZBY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
High school basketball last night on Thursday. It was Osborne traveling to Smith Center. On the boys' side, Smith Center Redmond beat Osborne's Bulldogs 53-43. Also, the Osborne Lady Dogs beat Smith Center Lady Red 51-46. Today, there's a light schedule around the area. The Northern Plains League play-in games start tonight. And NCAA sees the Beloit boys 8-1 traveling to 2-8 Minneapolis. NPL boys play-in games, Stockton 1-8. We'll meet Natoma 2-8 at 4 p.m. at the Lincoln Grade School. NPL boys at the Lincoln High School, Lincoln 4-5, will play Pike Valley 1-10. And NPL boys play-in game, KDNS 94.1. Game of the week, Lakeside and Osborne boys will meet at the Lincoln High School. Girls NPL play-in game on KDNS 94.1 at 4 p.m. at the Lincoln Grade School. It will be Lakeside versus Natoma. Also at 4 p.m. today, it will be Thunder Ridge versus Tescott at the Lincoln High School in the NPL. One regular season game on the girls' side, NCAA. Beloit 8-1 will travel to 6-4 Minneapolis. St. John's Beloit Tipton boys will meet up with the winner of Lincoln and Pike Valley on Monday. Also on Monday in the Northern Plains League boys side, number one seed Thunder Ridge will meet either Natoma or Stockton on Monday. Selwyn Lucas will play Rock Hills on Monday. Tescott will play the winner of Lakeside Osborne on Monday. St. John's Tipton coach Lance Bergman says his schedule playing Claflin Central Plains, Clifton Clyde, and Sacred Heart will go a long ways in determining what the Blue Jays do in the Northern Plains League basketball tournament next week.
I mean, I'm pretty excited. I'm kind of glad to be on the opposite side of Sylvan, to be honest, because we're going to play them a couple times this year. We're going to fight for them for a spot in sub-state, so I didn't want to catch them. If we had to catch them, it would have to be in our third place or a championship game. Obviously, our goal is being a championship game, but getting Lincoln in the first round possibly could be, I mean, that's a trap game. That's a team that's got a lot of talent that, you know, could scare you, and we're going to play them again right after league. I mean, literally Monday after we get out of the league tournament, so we can play them twice within a week. And they're a dangerous team, so we can't come out thinking if we get them as a 2-7 matchup, but that's a Northern Plains League 2-7 matchup in the first round. We need to be focused and really ready. And then we get the shot at with the 3 seed. Kind of the draw we wanted. And then if everything goes the way we play them and hope, we'd love to see Thunder Ridge undefeated in the league tournament and the championship game. I mean, we'd love for that opportunity. Because we've always kind of been towards the top of the league, and Thunder Ridge is making a lot of noise and undefeated right now, getting a lot of recognition. Tescott is 2-1A2, so great opportunities for us.
Thunder Ridge boys coach says they appreciate the number one seed, and the young men have worked really hard to be 9-0, but they will see familiar foes either Natoma or Stockton on Monday in the quarterfinals, and then look forward to playing number 4 seed Sylvan Lucas and Rock Hills. He said they just have to maintain their shooting and rebounding habits and continue to rely on Evan Slavic, but it should be a great week for the Thunder Ridge Longhorns.
Yeah, we'll have a familiar foe in the first round, either Natoma or Stockton. So that won't be so much unfamiliar territory. And then the next game, we'll play the winner of Sylvan, Lucas, and Rock Hills, and one familiar foe on that side, but they were missing a key piece to their team at that time when we played them. So either way, that semifinal game will be a tough one. Either way, I mean, either team we play, it's going to be, as long as we get there, it'll be a tough one to battle out with them. Hopefully we make it to the next step and get to that finals that we haven't been there probably ever since in this league anyways.
This week has been National Officials Appreciation Week. A hats off to the men and women of Kansas and across the United States who officiate all sports. One such official is Rodney Pollan, who is the Director of Grounds and Building and Ground Superintendent. Rodney Pollan. Pollan, in January, the Kansas State High School Activity Association named Rodney Pollan as the National Federation Officials Association Active Official Award winner for Section 5. Section 5 includes the states of Kansas, Nebraska, Missouri, Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota. Besides his duties with the school district, Pollan has also been an official for the state of Kansas for nearly four decades. He has been officiating basketball for 36 years, football for 29, volleyball for 11, and baseball and softball for 17. Pollan has also officiated women's college basketball for a number of years and helps men or young officials and help connect them with officiating opportunities. Casey Seifert, principal at Beloit USD 273, quote, "I could go on for days about his value to our district," Seifert added. "One of our most valuable people. He is just fantastic and always has a smile on his face." Hats off to Rodney Pollan and all the officials across the state of Kansas on National Appreciation Week in the state of Kansas.
Did you know that wounds that don't heal within a few weeks may need specialized care? At Osborne County Memorial Hospital, their wound care team treats chronic wounds caused by diabetes, poor circulation, infections, or surgery. They use advanced therapies to promote healing, reduce pain, and prevent complications, so you don't have to travel far for expert treatment. If you or a loved one has a wound that just isn't healing, call Osborne County Memorial Hospital today. Healing starts here, close to home.
It's a new year and a new you at the Hair Shop and Boutique 602. Katie and Mandy want to say thank you to their amazing and loyal customers. They're so grateful for your support and can't wait to serve you in 2026. And Boutique 602 is having a white sale now until January 24th. Take 25% off winter items and all greenery. Come see what's upstairs in downtown Downs.
Plum Creek Restaurant in downtown Beloit just made dinner easier. Now you can order online. No phone call needed. Just Google Plum Creek and order there. Take your time, customize your order, and click to confirm. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9, serving up favorites like the mushroom and Swiss burger and hand-cut steaks. And when you're ready to unwind, head downstairs to the Dove Down Under Bar. Open Monday through Saturday from 5 to close. Planning a holiday party? Plum Creek is now booking catering of any size with event spaces available. Plum Creek Restaurant. Now, just a click away.
This week's featured property from Hanson Auction Realty is a fully furnished, move-in ready home at 217 East Kansas Street in Glen Elder, Kansas, less than a mile from the Wakanda Lake. This 5-bedroom, 1-bathroom home sits on a desirable corner lot and features major 2020 updates, including a renovated bathroom, upgraded windows, vinyl siding, and a new hot water heater, all for just $135,000. A standout feature is the 30x40 detached garage with finished living quarters, complete with a guest room and additional bathroom, perfect for lake guests, a hunting lodge, or extra living space. Call Heather Monty at 785-738-8375 or visit HansonOnlineAuction.com for details.
KD Country 94. We're your home for country.